Okay. If it turns out good, boy, I want you to send out this tonight. Because I spent another 4 hours.
You want me to send it to all of them today?
No,
Because
I spent another 4 hours today. And I think I have it a lot clearer than I had in the morning.
every single day.
I can tell you that from firsthand.
Well, that's clear enough. It definitely is clear enough. Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored, unfortunately, Rufus Chana Yente, Yosef and Rachel, Shmuel and Rachel. It's Rachel Helman's birthday. No, anyway, Yaakov and Frumet, the Rufus Shleima, and for our soldier, Avram and Gila, is fighting today. I see Yeshuas and Achamas and Rufus.
Oh,
for all the soldiers of Chatufim and the families, Gefela Hamatzah. Ibrish is all up. Okay, Zakht the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah. I don't even know where we're holding.
What's the Shnechadar, no?
Zakht the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. I already did today, Lamed Beis, I'm all mixed up and I got, I don't know where, what's going on.
Lamed Beis is difficult.
Lamed Beis is easy. Okay, he talks about Gary running and Erev right. Shabbos.
No, that first Mishnah.
Okay. So, there's two parts of today's blot. There's the easy part, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and then it starts in the bottom, goes down the days. That's the part that's a little rough. It's a geshmaka gemara. Once you know it, it's mamish. Beautiful. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Kadorim. By the way, I need lights, oil for the three menorahs. Two over here and one in the yeshiva. And it's a full holiday.
Who are you talking to? Him. Oh, you do? I thought Bumi does.
No, those for the menorah, it's him.
That's big, buddy. the ones the last 8 days, huh?
Shnei kadorim, the two potters, Shnei Malchun Zeachazet, they're going one after another. Veniskel Arishan, Venafal, and he fell. Veniskel Asheni, Berishan, and the second guy fell on top of the first guy. Harishan Chayev, Veniskel Sheni. The first guy is Chayev, and the second guy's whatever happened to the second guy. We'll see what that means. What does it mean, Chayev, whatever happened to the second guy?
Here's the tissue you want.
Oh, good.
Can I get a tissue too?
Yeah.
With the same stuff inside? Does it come with a check or cash?
Oh, you wanted a check too?
Whatever. You know, I want the same treatment.
It's not a regular tissue, you're saying.
Anyway. This is the old school. Yeah, old school. Give a check.
No, just... My father would give me a check. My Shver would do that.
Anyway.
Old school, not old school. Some people are 25 and old school.
So, we'll see what this means, Yichai v'nis kesheni. But the problem is, that's what Mishnah says. I'm going to be like, masisa remeiri. It's not remeiri, I'm niska pesheya. Because if you're niska pesheya, then of course the first guy, he fell down, he's a pesheya. You trip, you're a pesheya. Then if you're a pesheya, of course Yichai, anything that happens after that, you're at fault. Says even if you go loytem or masisra made amnis kolshehu v'chayev alafilu rabbanon the ami anusu and you're anus upater hachachayev why shehayu lo lam v'lo yomad over here the problem is that he didn't get up. I means the falling is not the problem. When he fell and the other guy fell on top of him, that's not really an issue. It's anus. But over here the problem is that he could have got up before the other guy came, and at that point the fact that he didn't get up, now he's adam amazik. We'll say it like that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, I feel tamer loy olam. If he couldn't stand up, at least he should have warned. Do a warning. The loy hizer. And since he should have done a warning, he didn't warn. So Mela, even if you hold that he didn't have to get up, means he was honest on even the getting up. He couldn't get up. But he should have put on his hazard lights. Put on your hazard lights, at least that. Put on your hazard lights. Zot the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, keeping the lehi lamar lehi lahazer. No, manavshach. If you don't have the time to get up, means you fell down. You were aimless. You tripped over the dirt, whatever. You tripped and you fell down, and now you couldn't get up because you were aimless. So you're also aimless that you couldn't put your hazard lights on. What do you want the guy to do? The guy's everything fell out. The guy's whole car smashed smithereens, and now you want to put the hazard lights on? No, he doesn't have to do it. Tanan, Hayabakari Rishon, the Gemara is going to try to bring a riot to this, go back and forth time. Hayabakari Rishon, Ubachavas Achen. This is the Mishnah on the days. We'll see the Mishnah tomorrow. So you have a guy who's carrying a beam, and then you have a guy who's carrying a jug, a barrel. Afterwards, Nishba Chavas Bakari, a potter. You're a potter. Because the guy carrying the beam did not do anything interesting. He was walking down the street like a regular guy.
I'm missing the animation.
He had it yesterday at a good convention with Eli Stefanski. But anyway, you introduce yourself. You said Shalom Aleichem then?
No,
why not?
No, whatever.
Okay.
I did shout something out in the middle. I did something. He said the potter. He did the Mishnah. He said a regular guy walking. I said potter. I don't know if he heard.
Like he usually does, you know.
It was 2:00 officially. He came at 10. He came at 2:30, and then he had difficulty trying to get his guy up, setting up. So he didn't stop till 2:45, and Lip Benjamin was 4:08. So he rushed. Six guys the whole Friday. Moshe Shabbos was a much bigger crowd. Pacing. The good pacing is over here.
Okay, long again. Thank you. I appreciate the kissing. Okay. So, yeah, the time. Are you about Kerr, Rishon, Makovas, Achanish, Makovas, but Kerr is Potter. Why? Because the guy, the Kerr, was doing everything he's supposed to do. The fact that he bumped into him, we're both allowed to be here. Vim Amad Al Kerr, what happens to the guy with the beam? He stopped. Chayef. Why? Because what are you stopping in the middle of the road? My love, Shamad Lakasif. He stopped. Okay. He stopped to fix the beams. When you carry a weight, you have to sometimes
readjust
stop
them
and
the
readjust
load.
The load. Right. And over here, Shamad Lakasif, Dorokhi, over Tani Chayef. And still says Chayef. And what do you want the guy to do? He didn't do anything wrong. So Moses Tahabi Lahazif. Why? Because he should have screamed out, hey, buddy, I'm stopping for a minute. And he didn't scream out. No, that's why Chayev. It's a lie. I'm on the Amos. Where's the light? Kisha Amad Lofush. You with me? I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize you're coming. I would have waited. Kisha Amad Lofush. Okay, this part of the sugya is easy. The next part is hard. Kisha Amad Lofush.
I know.
Three parts can I harm? So, Kisha Amad stopped to rest. Stopping to rest, Rashi says, it's not Urkir Shusarabim. It's not a normal thing to be in Rosh Hashanah and stop to rest. So, in fact, he stopped to rest, and now the other guy bumped into him, so he's chayiv. I will omen lekasev. If you stop to fix the load and to readjust the load on your shoulder, my potter. So, Fetti Gemara, I'll tell you sefer. Vim omen lebaal chavis amoy potter. In the sefer that Mishnah on days, which is going to be tomorrow's daf, it says if you tell him stop, you're potter, even though he stopped to rest. Lifeless even daf. But medvam rukshama lavish. I'm omen lekasev potter. Why can you say it like that? Why can you say Machlok is in the first case? Means even if you do something weird, a guy at Milu Shusram is not stopped to rest. He stopped by a rest stop. This guy stopped Milu Shusram to rest. If he screams out, hey, I'm stopping to rest, don't bump into me, makes an announcement, puts his flashes on, even though he's doing something that's Mishunah, that's weird, and he shouldn't be doing it, still, that's cool that he announces and he told the other guy to be careful, and the other guy bumps into him, he's not mechuyev. Toshma, hakadorim vazagogin, say mahalchin zeachazet. You have a potter and a glass guy that are going one after another. Niskala rishon v'nafal, the first guy fell, he's tripped and he fell down. V'niskala sheni berishon, the second guy tripped in the first guy. V'ashlishim sheni, it's a pile up, it's a regular pile up. So the halacha is like this: Rishon chayiv, v'niski sheni. The first guy is chayiv, and the second guy is nezakin. What nezakin is the next gemara? Right now, we're not. The gemara is bringing this in for a different reason because Hoyle Hazir. We're bringing in for what we're handling. Amid lafish, this halacha that we just brought down. We're not bringing it in of what the actual halacha is. Which nezakin you chayiv? That's the next whole gemara. So right now, we're just bringing in baal batish as a nezakin. So Rishon Chayim is Gesheni and his Nezokah. Vesheni Chayim is Geshushi.
Why?
The what?
Why? If the first guy is Chayim and the second guy
because
the
same way.
Wait. Let's see. Then Mach was Rishon Aflu. If Mach was the first guy, so Rishon Chayim is Gekula.
Well, obviously, because the first guy is Chayim and the second guy. That means that it was his fault.
No, the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, Machlus Rishon means that he laid across the whole Rosh Hashanah, and all the people went into him separately.
All tripped over first.
Yes, that's what Machlus Rishon means. But let's see
the
Gemara.
So why if the second guy tripped on the first guy, so the first guy is chayev on the second guy, right?
Right, and the second guy is chayev on the third guy.
The second guy is now a tzov, the first guy. So the first guy should be chayev on the third guy.
So you're really getting at the next Gemara, but let's assume that it's really the next Gemara, this whole, what you're talking about. But the Gemara right now is not handling this bechlal. The Gemara is handling the next piece the Gemara is going to bring. Because if you go with other Amazik, they're both other Amazik. So the first guy's other Amazik, second guy's other Amazik, both Mechuyev. But really, it's not like that. Let's leave for a second. Let's just see what the Gemara says. Then the Ziru says that, the Turim, they both warn, they put on the flashers, they're part there. My love, Shalei Ha'ilam Amamud. That both, the first guy and the second guy, they didn't have time to get up. They both slipped. The first guy slipped in a ditch and he went flying. The second guy went flying over the second guy. And the third guy went flying over the third guy. And the first and the second guy both couldn't get up. So the Gemara says, no. Look, Shahayilam Lamed. They did have time to get up. And that's why the Chayef. Because you had time to get up and you didn't get up. So now you're Chayef. Yad HaMazik. Avloyilam Lamed. If they didn't have time to get up, my potter. You'll be potter because you didn't have time to get up. What do you want from my onus? I didn't do anything. Yehoshua Tani Sefer Mizuz as a potter.
Who's potter?
Both of them.
Why both?
Because
the first guy should still be chayav.
No, he couldn't get up. He was honest. He tripped.
Chayav for the second
he
guy.
He didn't have enough time.
He didn't have time to get up. That was the previous Gemara. He didn't have enough time to get up.
So what? See, he's potter the second guy also?
Yeah. He didn't have time to get up. He tripped. He's honest.
The Mishnah says the first guy stumbles,
and he's automatically. So that was the last Gemara. Last Gemara, figure out when the Mishnah says that, what does it mean? Does it mean that Niska Peshaya? Or you hold, even if you hold Niskel Nap, the Gemara says, even if you hold Niskel Nap, you hold like Niskel is Einus, like Rabbanon, but over, if you had time to get up, so even though you're Einus by falling, if you had time to get up, now you're Peshaya because you should have got up. That's the thing Gemara is going with.
So what's the Chiddush Mishnah?
And the Chiddush Mishnah is that even if Hayle Lamoid, if you warn the guy, you'll still be Potter.
Defeats the whole purpose. If you warned him, what are you doing?
No, so
you're crashing into me. I warned you.
Well, that's but because Hayle Lama.
If I tell you, hey, there's a big hole.
No, because Hayle Lama. No, but Hayle Lama. You know I can do this in Shizram. Get out of here.
It doesn't matter. If I imagine I have a bar and I tell you, I don't walk over here. You're gonna fall in, and here you go. You go with your cut with your. Sure. I'm not
high
on that.
I'm not so sure. Burgers is wrong. If I put a sign up.
I warned you. Don't go in. And then you walk in with your shor. It's your fault. Not my fault. I told you not to go in. That's considered a shmira always.
I don't know if that's a shmira, but it's
of course it's a shmira. What else do you need? What else do I need to do? Put up a big blinking light?
Put a cover.
You need a cover.
A cover.
You need a cover. You can't be
this,
there.
This is
you
the same
no,
thing as a
you
cover.
You have no rishus to be in rishus harabim.
I understand that, but I'm not a masik anymore.
You are. You are. Because you can get up. Get up. You have time to get up.
There.
Stop screaming. Stop screaming at me. I need to go. I got to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, but if you walk into it, you walked into it.
Yeah, but you have no rishus. If you can't get up. So
it doesn't matter.
Why?
Tell you,
I can hear
the
time.
If you take one more step, you're walking into me.
Okay.
Then it's on you.
Get up. Stop telling me what to do.
What were you thinking was going to happen? Exactly?
Get up and get out of the way. Get up and get out of the way.
Well, wonderful. But if I told you, if you take one more step, you're crashing into
me. We're not talking about that me and you crashed. We're talking about me and an easy going guy like Shmuley Schwartz.
Yeah, okay. So let's go with somebody else.
I don't know. I hear. I'm saying that the Chiddush of the Gemara was that there was two shots in the Gemara. Either
how is covering a board different?
One second.
There
was two shots. The first shot was here. One second. First shot was Hayolay Lam Loy Amar.
That's Rabbi Yochanan.
You got this.
Rabbi Yochanan was Hayolay Lam Loy Amar. And Nachman says.
Quietly.
Nachman says that you gotta warn.
Even if Loy Lam Loy Lam Hazir, right? I don't know. I hear. You're saying that the B'chalal not a Chiddush. The Gemara seems to be saying it's a strong Chiddush.
Because I don't think that's considered a shmira. If I tell you don't walk here, but if you fall in.
I know, but the only mistake that you're making is that in Rosh Hashanah we both have a right to be there.
What's wonderful in theory? That's all wonderful. No. We have rights. But if I tell you, hey,
no, but you have no right. Who said you have a right to do that? Get up.
It's not about rights. It's about a shmira.
No. Get up.
It's a public space. It's a public space. You have no right to be there.
step, you're going to crash into me, and you still take the step.
Good, you're trying to be a good social person, but at the end of the day, you don't belong there.
Wonderful, you liberal maneuver. I don't want to hear you. It's a shmira because you're a pesheya now. I told you, don't take another step.
You're speaking English. You're speaking Spanish, and I thought you're speaking in English. You cover up your mess.
You will cover it. Downfall of Judaism. No, that's not how it works. Yes. Because at a good convention, they spoke about the so-so.
They spoke about what now?
What?
I don't understand.
Taisa says, how do you know if the guy's Ahmed Lafish or Ahmed Lakasa? That's a good kasha. How do you know?
You crashed an hour ago. Get up. Hello? Get up.
Either way, the guy stopped. Guys, stop.
Be it good now. Get up. How much time do you need to get up? What does it take to get up?
You only came here 2 seconds ago, not you. I've known
the
guy on the road.
So then it wasn't Ivan. Marisha.
No, he was fixing his thing. You don't know what he does. He says you could see the difference.
And Ahmad.
You see the difference. He's, yeah. I guess.
So isn't it a machlekes between Yechon
and Reb Nachman?
Yeah, so it's not
who?
Here's
the
Jack.
Not in the
class.
Yechon holds it.
It
doesn't matter.
No, Yechon says. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Holy lo lama leyamat the yichayv." Rabbi Yochanan holds yichayv. Rabbi Yochanan holds, by the way, yichayv. I'm just letting you know.
What?
Holy lo lama leyamat yichayv.
I'm not arguing with that. Obviously.
No, and even if you warn
him, again,
it doesn't matter. Warning or not warning.
Warning won't help. Warning won't help.
You have to get up.
Wouldn't help.
I don't care if you have time.
Doesn't matter. You have to get up. You know, the sinner is just around and start making warning signs. It's not you. It's not your house.
Why doesn't that make the guy, the Nizik, a Pesheya himself? If I tell you, listen.
Because you have no right to be here.
It's wonderful in theory. Again, if I tell you, take one more step, you're going to fall into the bar, walk to the left or walk to the right, and you, the sheep, to walk straight in.
It's like going with a hammer.
No, why do I have
to come any step closer? I'm going
to
hit that
hammer. Because I just told you.
Who are you? Who are you? It's a public space. I have a right to be just like you.
I'm not the bar of bar. Okay, Shtel's
a bar. Thank you, question. Let's have a conversation.
You built a bad roof, and I tell you, Newmark, don't go in that building. It's going to collapse on you. And you say, you telling me what to do? You go in, the ceiling collapses on you. I'll be posthumous.
No, but it's different.
There's no, you're not.
What if we're having a conversation? You crashed, you're in the middle of the road, and you're like, go around. I said, no, get up. I'm not going around. Going around means a detour. I'm not going around. Get up. You're like, no, I don't want to get up. I want you to go around.
You are mazik yourself.
No.
That's what.
You are mazik me.
I wasn't mazik you.
You have no right to tell me to go around.
In theory, that's a great thought.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's what
happened. What happened now? You saw the mazik and you walked right into the mazik.
Doesn't matter. Yes, you have no right to do it. No, because you have no right to do that.
How are you
doing
it yourself? You're a
Shia.
Not a Shia.
He warned him.
No, you saw it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. How you like Lama if the light of Lama is a Shia? How you like Lama if the light of Lama is a Shia?
You come with a time that you can't be here. Wonderful. Taka can't be here, but I love you.
Anyway, okay, let's leave this a little bit, this is the easy part of the Gemara.
Let's get to the next mission, because...
No, we're not getting anywhere yet.
Why don't you go to the morning show, leave us alone?
It's very feisty. Did you not have enough?
I did not have enough, yes, and I've been running around the whole night.
You ready?
I hear you.
So Gemara says, "Ihaka atana seifa mazir." Let's just finish this piece of Gemara. Zeh pader lifum zibe da. Medva amu shayla lamay. Avloyim lamay paduna. Kama ashlon da avloyim lamay kizir zeh paduna. That's the chiddush, that even hayla lamay, that if you warn each other, you pader. But that's a chiddush. It seems there is a machlokes. There's a woman that argues. Dovi's asking why. But my, if I tell you not to go, then you go there anyway. Because the Torah says that you're a pesheya. That I'm not telling you. It's not a good kash, but I'm telling you what the Gemara is holding. Gemara is holding is that a guy who's in the Rosh Hashanah and falls down and has the ability to get up and doesn't get up and instead says, go around me, he's a pesheya. And somebody hits him, he's a pesheya. Because the bottom line is, you shouldn't have been here. Either the guy hit you, the guy maybe saw the flashes, he didn't see it, did see it, doesn't matter if he saw it, didn't see it. I guess he thought he was going to get up. He didn't think he was going to take it all the way to town. I hear, good kasha. If he saw the flashes and he went anyways, then he himself is a mazel. I don't know. But that's clearly what their machloikas is over here.
If anything, the mazik should tie it to the nizik. You owe me money.
You're a mazik.
More mazik.
You're a mazik.
Yes.
Now the bumper's gone. Exactly. Until now I lost the front bumper, now I lost the back bumper. Yes. Okay.
Charlie must have loved this
store. Charlie, he was like, I have for schluffen this morning, you know? For schluffen. But anyway, okay, that's the first part of the Gemara. That is a very nice part of the Gemara. I hear the kasha, but that's the first part of the Gemara. That is what we call the easy part of the sugya. Now, the Gemara goes to town to try to figure out this last piece that we said. Hakadorim v'azagogen. Shemahal v'zakazeh. And what's the case? Niskel erishon v'nofa niskel sheni v'erishon v'ashush v'sheni. So Allah is like this. Risha chayv niske kulam. Okay. Now, what is it? Who's chayim and what? Are you chayim in the guy's money? If the guy trips on, did the guy trip on your body? Did he trip on the money? Did he trip? Did you ruin his mammon? Did you ruin his goof? What did you do? You damaged him? What's going on over here? What kind of damage and who damaged? Now, before we just go into this, I just want to say a shtickel adama, which are very important things to know over here, what's going on. The first thing is that, Niska Pasheya, or not, or Oinus, that's a machloikis. But everybody agrees, Niskel Pesheya or Oinus is the Machloikis of Mei Rabbanan. That's what we have. Second Machloikis we have is if somebody's Mafkir is Nezakov, it is Chayiv or not. Some say Yipater and some say Yichayiv. If the Nezakov came Machmas Oinus, you would be Pater if you're Mafkir, according to everybody. It means if the it was an Oinus and you're Mafkir, you're Pater. Right. I'm just saying it's very important this column because it's going to all come up. But I just want to say it out now, so we should have. No, if you're mafkir it and it's ma'inus, everybody agrees that you'll be potter.
Wait,
it wasn't ma'inus.
So
you're lamed. I'm talking about our case. Overall.
Stop.
Then we have the regular klal, a bar v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. That's legabe misa. So if you mazik a adam in a bar, misa, you kill a guy in a pit, you're potter. But if you just mazik a guy, he gets 10 stitches, you are chayiv. When it comes to kalim is not chayiv and bar. Why? Because there's no differentiation between misa and ezokim by kalim. Shvirosan zui misasan. It's one thing. Okay, that's another cloud that we had. Another machlokes we had, machlokes Ram Shmuel, Amna Sakina Masoy, Shanicha Berosh Gagim, Nafim Rochtsia, right? So we have this thing. If you chayiv, if it's a shara mazik or bar mazik, what will be nafkamina if you chayiv in iske kelim. If it's a bar, you're not chayiv in iske kelim. If it's a shara mazik or mamana mazik, you chayiv in iske kelim. Okay, those are the klolim that we have. Now, Rava says a memra, and the whole sugya is going to try to explain what Rava is saying. So the Gemara is going to say two pshatim in Rava. Then the Gemara has a kasha on the second pshat. And because of the kasha, the Gemara goes back to the first pshat and just answers the kasha. So there is this two pshatim in Rava. And with another caveat, as I am zokt. I don't know if that's the right word. So I'm a Rava.
Very good.
Rishon, now Rava explains that brisa we just said before. You're talking about there's a three-car pileup, three-man pileup. So the first guy fell down, second guy bumped into him, next guy bumped into him. So Rishon is Chai Beniske Sheni, Bein Beniske Gufan, Bein Beniske Gufan. I'm going to Rashi. So Rava says the first guy is going to be Chai in the second guy, whether he damaged him from his that the guy fell on his body, or he damaged because of the mammon. Means he fell on the shards of what fell on the street. Either way, you're going to be chayev. Sheni, chayev beniske shlishi beniske gufoy, only if he got damage on the guy's body, because that's adam amazik. Avaloy beniske memoinai. But if he had a pot there that cracked in the street, and the third guy went out, fell in and got 10 stitches, he wouldn't be chayev. So Gemara says, marashach. We'll see. We'll get to it. Yeah. So Gemara says, marashach. In niskel pesheya, which Gemara is asking your kasha, sort of. In niskel pesheya hu. So sheinam il chayev. You're pesheya. In niskel la pesheya. So I'm feeling sheinam il potter. So marashach, what's going on over here? So Gemara says, no. Rishon is vada pesheya hu. You fell down. Niskel pesheya. There's nothing to talk about. Sheini, Aguvah Mechayev, the Havalei Lamed, so you're Adar Amazik, Belayama. You could have got up. What are you sitting there like a klotz? Get up. I'm a Moinoi Potter, the Amalei, Hai Bira Lama Nakarise. On the Mammon, he's Potter. Why? So the first guy is Chayev Sai, if the man hurt himself on his body, that's Adar Amazik. And he's Chayev also. If he hurt himself on the mummin, one second.
The second one is not, doesn't have a
female.
Right, the mummin is Atzbar. The mummin is Atzbar. Now the second guy, the other man is going to be Chayev, but Atzbar, why not? One second.
Because it's not his fault. It's the first guy's fault. That was my question. Why is it the first
one second.
No, the question is why.
Oh, the second guy. Oh, I'll tell you why. The second guy is not mechuyev. The second guy is not mechuyev at the moment because he's an oinus. Because he fell on the first guy. Absolutely. The first guy's a pesheya. The second guy, he fell ba'onis on the first guy. One second. He fell ba'onis on the second guy. So his bar, that's what we said. That was one of the clones that we said. That if you fall ba'onis and you're mafkir it, kula amahodi yipater. So mainly he's only chayav al tzolam mazik.
The second guy's only chayav.
That's called ba'onis. Why isn't
the first guy chayav to the third guy?
Because he's one who he's
it's
one
still
who
a bar. He's so one then who it's Mammon and Mazik.
Because it's not the first guy's stuff, it's the second guy's stuff.
It was, but you're still chayav.
Your grandma.
The second guy's charge.
So you should have cleaned it up.
Not the first guy.
But why not? That's why you're like,
no, the first guy's a pesheya.
So now it's yours.
No, you're not kind of my stuff.
Of course you are.
No,
if you're mazik someone, it becomes yours.
No, garbage. I tripped on you, so you go clean it up.
Carcass of a dead animal.
No, you go clean it up. The second guy should clean it up. The second guy's bars.
It's only by tongue?
Yeah,
well,
you're
not.
But what's the
pasuk
say? You have to pay
the
gufoy.
Let's not get sidetracked. There's a lot of stuff here, so you're making me lose my train of thought. I spent a lot of time on this Gemara. You have no idea.
All right, but don't be showing up tonight.
Tosfos and Rashi, I spent a lot of time. Okay, so first shot. This is the first shot of the Gemara. This is what Rav said first shot. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Kula Chayavin al Niske Gufan. They're all Chayavin Niske Gufan. Paturim al Niske Amoyna. My love.
No, not. Oh,
it's a Brysa. My love, Afilu Risha. So what says Loi, Lubam Risha. What do you mean by Kulam Tani? It says Kulam. Amravadabrahava, Kulam Hanazike. Means anybody besides the first guy. So hi Mai. Iyam Rishlaima Afili Rishan, Hai Tani Kulam. Then it would make sense. Everybody. Eliyam Lubam Risha, my Kulam. Again, you're still listening to Hanazike.
Because he's a Mazik, not a Nizik.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
No.
Kulam means the second and third dude.
No, Kula means everybody. Kula means everybody.
No, Kula means whoever was damaged.
No, the no, first that's guy the Morris.
He's the only white. Who's the only one who's not damaged?
Right, he damaged everyone else.
Yeah, but it should be everybody's included in pain.
Kula means everybody.
No, that's not what it means. It means whoever was damaged.
The Nezikin.
Perfect sense.
An Nezikin.
Yes.
So then that's what it says. There's a lot of Tziyan Azikin then. You're right. Then let it Tziyan Azikin.
Well,
if you tell me the Baal Rishon, my cool, listen to Anazikin. Say the people who got damaged.
Be clear.
Be clear. So because of this Kasha, the Gemara falls off, Rava, the Gemara changes Pshah and Rava. Changes Pshah and Rava, new Pshah and Rava.
Hello, bro.
So El Amarava, Rishon Chayiv, Bein Minis Kegufa the Sheni, Bein Minis Kegufa the Sheni. Now he's saying that you're Chayiv on if the second guy, he himself got hurt.
Same thing as before.
No, no. He himself got hurt and his mama got hurt. Not that your mama.
Same thing.
No.
Same thing as before.
No, the first shot is the first guy where the man got damaged because of your mama. Or the man got damaged because of your bar, because of your bar.
That is Kalem?
That's Shady Bishli.
That's Kalem. First shot has nothing to do with Kalem.
First shot has to do with Kalem or Potter?
No.
First shot was handling the first.
1 second. You're saying the first shot helped, that the Kalem, only the person got damaged, the first guy's Chayim. If it's Kalem got damaged, the first guy's Potter?
Yeah.
Ask what? It's on the first guy.
No, that's on the first guy.
But ask what? Should still be Chayim.
No, the first shot is. The second guy getting damaged on the first guy's mammon or adam.
Both of them.
Now we're changing. Now we're saying we're not.
But the kalem wouldn't be chayiv. But our bar should be chayiv. What changed?
The bar is not chayiv in kalem. Bar is not chayiv in kalem.
Oh man, you got stumped. Let's go by it now.
Everybody's speaking here, he has to say it, you know what I mean?
Round two, though.
Couple
minutes. Have some more to drink.
Okay, so 1 second. So now the second shot is saying.
It's still wrong, but we're going to get to it in a minute. I have to come full circle
now. And now you have to regroup. And now you know why I'm here tonight.
So the second pshat in the Gemara is that the first guy is chayev, signed the niske gufoy of the sheni, and signed the niske mamad of the sheni.
What's that?
If he gets damage from his gufoy or from his mamad.
Only the other.
Okay.
Now we're saying
both. Not his mama gets damaged.
So you're saying we were not talking about the mama getting damaged.
Not talking about mama.
In the first case, we're never referring to Shaney's mama.
No. Right.
Only talking about Shaney's goof.
Right.
So 1 second. So now what's Ichayabals?
Rashi.
Ichayabals Rashi?
Oh no, no. Now we're saying that well let's just get what he's saying.
See, so
the first guy's Chayab.
He's also Chayab.
Wait, the first guy's Chayab and the guy's goof and the guy's mama. So and the second guy is only Chayim Niske Gufoy.
Before we get to the third
Wait. And the second guy, only Chayim Niske Gufoy, the third guy.
What is the first guy Chayim Boss on the Mamanus? It's not Bor, what is it?
Mamai, the Mamai Potter. The Bor Chayim Niske Adam.
No, that's the third guy.
No, we're talking about
the second guy is now we're saying is Chayim on both Mamanus and Gufoy. So what's he Chayim on the Mamanus? You're saying it's not Bor. So you're saying it's other Mamazik on his Mamam?
Yeah, other mazik.
So why was so? What's the why? Wouldn't the first shot hold like that?
Wait. Let's forget the shot. The second shot in Rava is that the first guy's chayv on the second guy's adam and
the moment.
Why? Because other mazik. Why is
both?
I'm both.
Good.
Why is the second guy not mechuyah on the third guy's moment?
Because it's not other mazik.
So this is a big shot over here because it is. It is other mazik. So the answer is the way Rashi learns. Rashi says, Rashi is a very interesting thing over. Rashi says,
which Rashi?
At the end of El Al Marava.
Okay, Rashi
says, "Vesheni mistai mashal gufi bor v'chayav niski gufi shal shlishi." The third guy. 1 second.
So
You gotta walk this line very carefully now, because there's no bar whatsoever involved, is what you're saying.
No, so it turns into bar. That's the way.
You just told me there's no bar.
Only for the second guy, it turns into bar.
The first guy.
There's no bar.
Doesn't have bar, but right. He has other mamazes.
Right, but the second guy turns into bar. Why? So Rashi says something. It's a big chiddush. This. The Gemara says, the Gemara says it. Now why? What does this mean? What does it mean to have a bar? So Rashi says, His goof becomes a bar.
You're saying the first guy's a peshad.
The first guy's a peshad gomer.
Because as what?
He fell. Yeah.
So why isn't the second guy the same issue?
No, the second guy fell because of the first guy.
Yeah, but now it's Hayul Lama. Otherwise, he'd be part of the gomer.
No, you shot someone in front of me. I can't help that.
If it's not Bisman Hayul Lama, the second guy.
That's part of the Kiddush over there. Rashi is a Hayul Lama. But because he fell because of the first guy,
he
so he's not a Peshel like the first guy.
Why not?
Let me just say what Rashi says. And mainly he turns into a bar.
Okay, so you need to explain this.
I don't have an explanation. Took me about an hour to get this. Now I don't have an explanation. I couldn't figure out this Gemara for a life. Why the heck is this guy? I'm telling you, I went through this 100 times. Why? I understand. Why? Finally, I'm going through this whole thing with Tosfos and how he brings down Rashi and Rashi. I finally figured out that's what Rashi's saying. Now, I saw in the Rishonim and Achronim, they ask on this. Tosfos asks on this also. Tosfos, that makes no sense. This is, why would you say the guy's not a bar? The guy's a bar. How does the guy turn into a bar? He's an other Amazic. Tosfos says, you're right. It's a good kasha because the Gemara has another kasha and Shlosh is shot anyways. So why bother asking this kasha on the Gemara? So he says. The Gemara anyway slugs up in a minute. So the Gemara slugs it up and goes away from it, so you don't have to bother asking this kasha. But Tosfos is obviously learned that's Pshat and Rashi. It's a very shver thing, but that's clear what Rashi is saying. And Tosfos is learning that Rashi because Tosfos says, I don't understand what's going on over here. And so he says, you don't have to worry about it because the Gemara slugs it up anyway.
You notice this time it's
by Beit HaChasanos. What are you going to do? This Gemara, before you ask any kashas, you have to first get the Gemara. And then it's like, I don't know what's going on, but it's at least, you know, the Gemara is a hard Gemara to get. So one thing, let's finish the Gemara for a second. So the Gemara says, so this guy, the first guy is chayav because Adam Amazik. Second guy, he becomes a bar. So he's only chayav out of Adam. Let me see the bar chayav as camp. So now for the Gemara, bomba kasha. The Gemara slugs up the whole thing. It's very nice. Going to Shmuel, the call is a bar. So this guy becomes a bar. However, he becomes a bar, it's good kasha. But he becomes a bar. El Rav Domer, E Afgari, and Eloi Loi, Michael and May, my kid, mock through your body. The bar is the guy's body. How you mock your guy's body? You have mock yourself. You tripped over the first guy. Now he's saying you become bar. Bar is only if you mock yourself. Rashi says,
why can't you
mafki yourself? The mafki in it. Let's have a bar. Bishlam moment, ikle name of the mafki in it. El goof me mafki. Who's mafki your body? You can't be mafki your body.
Why not?
How you mafki your body? You own your body.
No, so
you're mafki yourself. No, moment, you can mafki. You leave it over there. You're not. You. If you're alive, you can't be mafki yourself. Because that's you.
It's worse.
You can't be mafki yourself. How you mafki yourself? Nobody has a right to take you. You could sell yourself. You can't mafki yourself. Who could take you?
If I could sell myself, I could be mafking myself. What's the difference? Because it's obviously a part of momentous. How could you sell yourself? It's momentous. So if I'm mafking myself, I'm mafking a momentous. Mm-hmm. I could be kind of that. What's the problem?
Because the bar, the Torah says, is not talking
about... We're not talking about bar. We're talking about...
No, the anger.
If I can sew myself, I can be mafkin myself.
Love doctor.
I gotta go.
Uh-oh. Well,
why don't you repeat the whole Gemara, please?
Why can't, if you can sew yourself, why can't you be mafkin?
I don't know. I threw it in the post doc. He's saying you can sew yourself.
As with differences.
I don't know. This you need Yermin.
I have a fight with someone.
This
myself.
You need Yermin for. Yermin, explain why you think about yourself. I have no idea why.
You can't
sew
yourself,
bro.
You can mafkin yourself. I have fight on myself.
You can't sell the best in self. You know.
What's sure?
Somebody can take you? Somebody can take you?
How do you mafia your vitals? By default, you're automatically your own bottle on yourself. How do you mafia your vitals?
Who's taking you?
How do you understand selling yourself?
Because I could give the rights of my ownership to him. Because then when I pick up something, so, it's really his picking
up.
I could just leave it as nobody owns it. It's automatically to me.
Say I'm mafia myself and you're coming to me. So whatever I pick up, you're coming. What's the issue?
Fine, that's so selling yourself to somebody else. But,
so can
but how can I just make no bylum? How can I be a person without any bylum? By default, I'm my own bylum. Unless I'm giving the bylum to somebody else.
I don't want to be kind of anything.
You're not cutting it, and you're not cutting yourself either.
Right.
You're leaving yourself in no
bylum.
But you're
selfish. He was leaving in the
815. In theory, it's mumminess. It's all mumminess. It's not a person. It's a mumminess.
Put it this way.
It can you as an entity become something. Yes, yes, no, no. What's the
deal?
Okay, let's see this Gemara, but I hear what you're saying.
I don't see the issue.
Okay, one second. From asking the Kasha to say Pasha that this is how it is,
100%.
Show him with the key.
You know what? I'm going to ask your blazer tomorrow, this Kasha. This is something he could be able to, he'll be able to bond with.
I have his father-in-law.
Yeah?
He comes with the merch. I
appreciate the Kasha. So Gemara says, so let's finish the Gemara. Rav Dama Yaakri, Annie, Loi, Michael, and Neymar. So Gemara says, so we're back to square one. I don't remember the first shot that we said. What's the first shot that we said? That his goof was nezek from my mammon or my body. So that we had a kasha. We had a kasha. The kasha of kulon hayomim. Right? It says kulon or saying nezakin. Take him rabbi abam yume. Come in yamina shuhusku kalen mikalen. That is Husku, Kalem, and Kalem.
What about the people?
What about the person?
Kalem, Apata,
and Bar.
Kalem, Apata, and Bar.
Kalem is not a bar by itself?
No, but if the Kalem is a bar, then...
And then Ma'az is a bar, and Ma'az is Kalem, so it's Husku, Kalem, and Kalem.
Straight bar.
When it says Pater, that's what it means. So he's Pater over there also. So basically, that's the Gemara's...
This is the big genius. We couldn't answer that question at the beginning.
Yeah.
You should have said this right away.
The Gemara wanted to say the Shverb Shat. It's a highly terrible idea. There's a lot of oneness in the Shverb Shat. Okay, let's see Gemara just finish off on a very light note. The Gemara finishes off very easily. Amamar, in Machus, Rishon Nafl, Rishon Chai, Beniske Kulo. Right there, Machus, Rishon Hecha Nafl. How could it be three people fall on the first guy? What does that mean? What's the Metzias? Rapapamar, the Paschal Urche. Keshilda, he went across the whole road. Like a blind guy's stick. So either way, somehow every guy was niskel in him. Tripped over the first guy. Anyway, this is the Gemara. This is the sugya. This is a very geschmacka blot, but it took... Wow. This was very hard for me to learn. So far, the hardest blot. It took me the longest to prepare this blot. I did it in the morning. I did not have it as clear as I have now. I must admit, but I think you should send out this recording, please.